listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey, Rays fans, Ben De La Vega here with the Drag World Podcast for today, Monday, November 13th, 2006. And let me tell you, what can you say? If you did not watch the Nationals this weekend, you sorely missed out on one of the most exciting shows ever in drag racing history, in my opinion. Now, first of all, Tony Schumacher finally completed the biggest comeback in NHRA drag racing history at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona, California, when he won his 2006 Powerade Series World Championship with a national record final run that has to be considered the greatest quarter mile pass of all time. Alan Johnson tuned. And funny car John Force used a hole shot to win his 122nd race in just two rounds after clinching his 14th national title. And Greg Anderson bettered new champ and teammate Jason Lund by 300ths of a second in pro stock, while Craig Treble got his first pro stock motorcycle win in more than 2 years on a day that featured Andrew Hines winning his third straight motorcycle championship. Now, entering the final round at the finals at Pomona, needing to win the race with a performance quicker than 4.437 seconds, Tony Schumacher and crew chief Alan Johnson delivered a stunning 4.42.8 at 327 miles an hour in the U.S. Army Dragster that earned him the championship by 14 points over Doug Coletta. Now, it seems fitting that Schumacher's 35th career win tied him for third with drag racing icons Big Daddy Don Garlitz and all-time on the all-time win list, because his march to his fourth series title was nothing short of legendary. And there was only one way for Schumacher to win the championship, and that was to win two more rounds in Coletta on that day and also set the national ET record, which is worth a 20 bonus points. So he pulled it off by beating his teammate Melanie Troxell in the final to completely erase a deficit that was 336 points at the season's midpoint after the first 10 races. So Coletta had a chance to clinch the title in the semis, but he ran against Troxell, and despite running a quicker time of 4.5 seconds flat to Melanie's 4:50 with a 2, Coletta lost on a hole shot in his Mack Tools Dragster. So in the final, Troxell left on Schumacher, but his U.S. Army Dragster quickly made up the deficit and took the win, the record, and the championship. Simply amazing. Now, John Force capped his championship day with his 122nd career victory, taking out Jack Beckman, Fast Jack Beckman, in the closest side-by-side race in funny car history. Now, Jack Beckman had a 4.66.2 run with his Mack Tools Dodge Charger, and during Saturday, he set a national elapsed time record of over 333 miles an hour, which was also the fastest mile per hour pass for the 2006 NHRA season, even quicker than the top fuelers. But it wasn't enough to beat the quicker reacting John Force, who ran a 4.69 in his GTX Ford Mustang, Castrol GTX. Now, Force, who earned his world championship final by defeating Ron Capps in the second round, seemed relieved to secure his 14th championship, of course. Now, Anderson and Jason Lyon had nearly identical reaction times in their Summit Racing Equipment packed Pontiac GTOs in the Pro Stock final round, but Anderson worked the gears a little bit better and pulled away to claim his 43rd career victory and fourth victory of the season with a 6.65.2 at 2.08 to Jason Lyon's 6.69.1 at 2.08. Craig Treble, on the other hand, broke a two-year winless drought when he ran away from challenger Tom Bradford in the Pro Stock Motorcycle Final, and Treble finished with a 7.07 at 190 on his Team T-Gate Suzuki against Bradford's Hal Speed Shop Buell, which ran a 7.30, slowed down massively at 182. Now, Hines secured his third straight Pro Stock Motorcycle Championship when his final challenger, Antron Brown, lost in the quarterfinals to Craig Treble. And Matt Hines also, Andrew Hines joins his brother Matt and Angel Sampei as the only riders to win three consecutive Pro Stock Motorcycle crowns, and the younger of the Hines brothers says the title was the most satisfying. Aside from that, other winners, Top Alcohol Dragsters Bill Reichart, Top Alcohol Funny Car David Ray, and let's see, Comp Eliminator Jeff Taylor. Super Stock, it was Brad Plord over Gary Stennett, who red lit. However, Gary Stennett would go on to win Super Comp. And in Stock Eliminator Dominator, Dan Fletcher won. Super Gas, it was Wayne Newman. And aside from that, that was final round from the World Finals, and we will catch you on Wednesday with more Drag World Podcast. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.